Today's daf is Psachim daf Tezvav, and we are 8 lines from the bottom of daf Yud Dalet Amid Beis, Omer Rav Meir, Midivreyem Lobmadnu V'chulu. Today's daf is being learned as a Schos Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza, Ovadia Ben Miriam Leah, Manuela Bas Chana, and Avram Ben Shanaz. Today's daf is also being learned Ilu Nishmas Zev Ben Reb Avram Akoyen, and Avram Ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim, Reb Moshe Chayim. So yesterday we began the sugya of Rab Chanina Skan HaKoyhanim. Rab Chanina Skan HaKoyhanim said that when he served as the Skan Kohen Gadol in the Beis HaMikdash, he witnessed the following chiddush. It's aser to be metama kachim. It says in the Torah that a person has to make sure as mishmeres trumoisai that truma is guarded from being tame. If you're not allowed to make truma tame, kal v'chomer, you're not allowed to make kachim tame. So that's clear that it's aser to make kachim tame. Stating that, Rav Chanina said that when the kohanim would take all the basar kachim that was tame, they would make a big fire and they would burn it all together. In fact, he saw with his own eyes the kohanim take basar that was a shlishi l'tumah and burn it together with basar that was only a rishon l'tumah. And Rav Chanina Skan HaKoyhanim said that's a big chiddush, because when a rishon l'tumah comes in contact with a shlishi l'tumah, it makes the shlishi l'tumah into a sheni l'tumah, which means that it's being moisif tumah al tumasif. Stating that, Rav Chanina Skan HaKoyhanim said that that was something that was considered okay. And the rationale was because even though it's true you're not allowed to be metama kachim, but that's only kachim that has a purpose. That's only kachim that you're going to perform a mitzvah with. But being that this kachim was anyways hoylech le'ibud, it was anyways being burnt, it was anyways going to be lost, so there's no reason for us now to have any obligation to protect that kachim. And it's for that reason, Rab Chanina Skan HaKoyhanim said that he saw the kohanim have no issue taking kachim that was less tameh with kachim that was more tameh, burn it together, afal pisha maisif and tumah al tumasa. Rabbi Akiva said, Rabbi Chanina Skan HaKoyhanim, I'll tell you what I heard. Akiva wasn't a kohen, but he said, I heard ishmi piyish that the kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash would do even more than that. They would take truma that was a shlishi l'tumah, and they would burn the truma in a ner that was an avatumah. Why is that a bigger chiddush? Because not only were they making a shlishi l'tumah into a sheni l'tumah, they were even making a shlishi l'tumah into a rishon l'tumah. Either way, Rabbi Akiva said, I agree with the premise that you said, Rabbi Chanina Skan HaKoyhanim. However, hoisef Rabbi Akiva, not only did they do that, they even did more than that. So what does it have to do with Masechtas Psachim? So that's the second part of the mission. Amar Rav Meir. So Rav Meir came and he said, Midivreyim lomadnu, from what we just heard, it is clear, shesorf in truma tahira imatmeya b'pesach, that when it's Erev, Pesach, it's the beginning of the sixth hour, it's time to burn your chametz. What happens if you have truma? That's chametz. You burn the truma. Even though burning truma is not so simple, like we just said, as mishmeres trumaisa, you have to protect not only kachim, you have to protect truma, but there's a mitzvah of sreifas chametz. Tashbisu, that's something that obviously you're going to have no choice but to do. The question is, can you burn truma tahira together with truma tmeya? Ordinarily, you would say you're going to be metama the truma. So if you're going to be metama the truma, that's something you shouldn't do. But being that the truma is anyways being burnt, so it's hoylech le'ibud, so it should be no different than the kachim in the Beis HaMikdash, that they had no problem being moisef tuma al tumasai. Why? Because it was hoylech le'ibud. So here too, the same should be true. So Rav Meir said that from what Rav Chanina Skan HaKoyhanim and Rabbi Akiva said took place in the Beis HaMikdash, we could learn a halacha that's nogeya bigvulin. We could learn a halacha that's nogeya more Yidden in a more practical way, and that is shesorf and truma tahira imat meya bePesach. But the Mishnah continued, and the Mishnah said, "Amar Rabbi Yosi." Rabbi Yosi said, "Eino hi amida." I disagree with the Tzushta. It's not true. Just because Rabbi Chanina Skan HaKoyhanim, Rabbi Akiva said what they said, doesn't necessarily imply that what you're saying is going to be correct. And then Rabbi Yosi continued very mysteriously, "Umaydim Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua." Who said anything about Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua? But said Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua would both be moida shesarf and zula atzma v'zula atzma. That when it comes to burning truma tahira erev Pesach and truma tmeya erev Pesach, both of which are chametz, of course, you would have to burn them individually. Aman nechliku. What was the machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua alat luyev alat tmeya? In the event that you had chametz that was truma that was a suffix, it might be tomei, it might be tar, and you had chametz that was truma that was vadai tomei, over there there was a machlokes. You have to burn them individually. Rabbi Shuai Mishtein Kachas, that you can burn them both together. Either way, what does the second part of the Mishnah mean? That is the topic of today's daf. Zok to Gemara. Midivreyen lomadnu sedra meir, that you're allowed to burn truma tahira together with truma tameya on erev Pesach. Says the Gemara, midivreyim deman. Where a meir said you were able to imply midivreyim that you're allowed to do this. Who is he referring to? So Pashit, who do you think he was referring to? Rab Chanina Skana Kayanim and Rabbi Akiva. Zok to Gemara. Ilay midivreyim Chanina Skana Kayanim. Did he mean Rab Chanina Skana Kayanim? Which is certainly the way the Mishnah reads. Midami. It's not a tushta. Why? Hasam tamei v'tamei, hacha tar v'tamei. What Rab Chanina Skana Kayanim say he witnessed in the Beis HaMikdash? They took kachim that was tamei shlishi l'tumah, and they burnt it together with kachim that was tamei, that was a rishon l'tumah. Now it's a chiddush; they were moisav tumah al tumasli. But at the end of the day, all the meat that was being burnt was tamei. The chiddush was that they were taking basa that was a shlishi l'tumah and being moisav tumah al tumasli, making it into a sheni l'tumah. But at the end of the day, both meats are tamei, because they're both already in a state of tumah. Ve'elo, so maybe what the Gemara means is midivrei Rabbi Akiva. Maybe what Meir was referring to when he said midivrei Rabbi Akiva. We met Rabbi Akiva. Midami, that's not either a tzusha, because hasam pasul v'tamei hachatar v'tamei. Over there, the shemen, which was a shlishi l'tumah, was pasul, and the ner, which was an avatumah, was tamei. Again, in contrast to Rameir's case, where you're taking truma that's tahar and you're burning it together with truma that's tamei. The point is, the Gemara is asking the most basic asha. How could Rav Meir learn anything from Rav Chanina Skana Kehanim from Rabbi Akiva? Rav Chanina Skana Kehanim, Rabbi Akiva were talking about when you have something that's already tamei, kamash malon, that when you're burning it, you can be moisef tuma al tumasai. Rav Meir's case was when you're taking truma tahira and you're burning it together with truma tameya. Over there, you're not being moisef tuma al tumasai. You're actually creating the tuma. You're taking something that's tar, and now suddenly you're making it tamei. What's the makar? From Rav Chanina Skana Kehanim, Rabbi Akiva, you see that you could be moisef tuma as long as it's something that's hoylech le'ibud, as long as it's in the context of getting rid of it, in the context of burning it, it has no purposeful use anymore. But what do you see from it that you can take something that's 100% tar and be metamid? Zok de Gemara, Neima, perhaps you could say to answer this very obvious question that Kasavar Rameir holds, Masisa b'Ava Tumad Eiraisa uvlada Tumad Rabban. Maybe Rameir understood Rav Chanina Skana Kehanim's case, where they used to burn the Shlishi L'Tumah together with the Rishon L'Tumah. The Shlishi L'Tumah wasn't even a Shlishi L'Tumah Midei Raisa. It was only a Shlishi L'Tumah Midei Rabbana, which means the Midei Raisa Tar Ma'ad. Midei Raisa, it was 100% Tar. What does that mean, it was 100% Tar? It wasn't Tameh at all. And still, you see, they burnt it together. Even though they weren't just being Moisif Tumah Al Tumasai, they were actually being Metama, this Basa, for the first time. Because even though the Basa was Tameh Midei Rabbana, but Midei Raisa was Tar. So it says, Rameyer, oh, that from Rab Chanina Skana Kehanim, you can infer that you're allowed to take something that's 100% tahar and burn it together with something that's tameh, as long as it's hoylech liibud, as long as you're not using it anyways, so it shouldn't be a big deal. Oh, if that's the case, I can take my truma tahar and burn it together with my truma tameh. The Gemara assumed that the shlishi and the rishon, the Rab Chanina Skana Kehanim were talking about, were shlishi and rishon's on the Oiraisa level. If that's the case, you don't see that you could be metama something that's tahar. But what the Gemara is being chayzer now, and the Gemara is saying is that just to make sense of Rameyer, you have no choice but to say that really the Shlishi L'Tumah was only a Shlishi Midrabanan. If that's the case, Midei Raisa, it was tahar 100%, and still you see that they were metama something that's 100% tahar. So if you can do that in the Beis HaMikdash, there's no reason you can't do that with your Truma Chametz on Erev Pesach. Zok the Gemara. Amar Reish Lakish Mishum Bar Kapar. Reish Lakish said in the name of Kapara, I'm going to tell you a different shot. Masisim ba'ava tumah dei raisa, uvlada tumah dei raisa. Really, the mission of Chanina Skana Kehanim wasn't talking about where the shlishi l'tumah was only a shlishi midrabban. It was discussing where the shlishi was a shlishi midei raisa. If that's the case, so how is Rav Meir able to prove anything for Rav Chanina Skana Kehanim? Again, what's the kasha? Rav Chanina Skana Kehanim is discussing taking a shlishi l'tumah, burning it together with the rishon l'tumah. Granted, you're making the shlishi into a sheni, but the shlishi is tumah already. So all I'm doing is being moisef tumah. Rav Meir wants to say a much bigger chiddush. He's saying you can take truma tahira and burn it together with truma tmeya, even though you're creating the tumma. Midevreyam lamanu. Where do you see that? Says the Gemara. Rish Lakish said, I heard in the name of Bar Kapara that umay midevreyam. You want to know what a mayor meant when he said midevreyam lamanu? He wasn't referring to Rab Chanina Skana Kehanim. He wasn't referring to Rabbi Akiva. Midivrei Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua. He was referring to Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. He was referring to something completely different. something that Rabbi Eliezer said and something that Rabbi Yeshua said. So without seeing the Hemshech of the Gemara, which we're about to see, so what's coming to light now? Maybe that's why the Mishnah and the Sefer said something about Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Meir's halacha actually is very much related to Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. So, the Gemara, hi, Rabbi Yeshua. Which Rabbi Yeshua was he referring to? Ilei Mahal Rabbi Yeshua. Maybe it's the following Rabbi Yeshua. We learned in a Mishnah, and this is in the 8th parak of Masechtas Trumah. Chavish al Trumah. If somebody has a barrel of Trumah, and now all of a sudden there's a Safik, maybe this Trumah is Tomei, maybe it's Rabbi Eliezer. I mean, Rabbi Eliezer says, and Hoysim Menachas Mamakam Aturfa, if this barrel of Safik Truma was in an exposed area, meaning an area where it's susceptible to maybe become Tameh. You have to hide it. You have to put it in a place where it's protected, where it's not going to become Tameh. If it was uncovered, the barrel wasn't covered, so a sheretz could fall in, for example, you have to cover it. Why? Because the halacha is, es mishmeres trumaisa, there's an obligation, a chi of shmira, like in Bava Kama, there's a chi of shmira. There's a chi of shmira on Truma. This is something that you have to watch, and as a result, you have to watch it. What's the chiddush? You would think that being that it's a sofik, it might be tummy anyways. We're dealing with a chavish al truma shenoylad la sofik tumma. It already is a sofik tummy. So maybe being that it's anyways a sofik tummy, so maybe there's no obligation to watch it anymore. That's Rabbi Eliezer's chiddush. That even though it's a sofik tummy, doesn't matter. It's not 100% tummy. Maybe it's tahar. On the tzad that it's tahar, you have an obligation to watch it. So therefore, if it's in any vulnerable position, you have to make sure that you protect. You have to protect it the same way you would protect truma that's 100% tahar. Rabbi Shua says no. If this chavis of truma that's safik tameh, safik tar, was in a protected area, yani chenev makam atorfa. If this is what you plead, what you want to do, you want to put it in an exposed area, it's fine. If it was covered, you could uncover it. I mean, it's maybe not suggested, but you can. There's no problem. Why? Because it's anyways maybe tameh. I mean that it's anyways tameh. It's for that reason it's going to be okay. If you take a look at Rashi, there's a lot of long Rashis here, but Rashi explains what the Hezbra and the Machlekes, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua is. It's totally in the age-old Shaila, Yeshem LeMikra, Yeshem LeMesiris, Ayin Shem BeRashi. But the bottom line is, as the Gemara, maybe this was the Rabbi Yeshua that Rabbi Meir proved his halacha from. Because what do you see from Rabbi Yeshua? That if you have truma, that might be tameh, might be tar, says Rabbi Yeshua, if you want, you can just let it become tameh. There's no chiyuv, shmira, on truma that might be tameh, might be tar. What would be the svara? What would be the rationale? So presumably the rationale is because you can't use it anyways. Because it might be tameh. So being that you anyways can't eat it, can't eat it, because you can't eat truma that's tameh. So toilach libud, make it tameh, who cares? Oh, this is where a meir saw his halacha. You can take truma tahira and truma tameh, that's chametz that you anyways going to burn, and just burn it together. Ayah being metameh, the truma tahira, but it doesn't matter. Why? Because it's toilach libud. So the raya is not for Rabbi Chinas Kana Kehan, if it's not for Rabbi Kiva, maybe it's for Rabbi Yishu. But the Gemara says, midami, it's not a good sushta. Why? Because hasam grama ba'alma, hacha b'yadayim. Over there, what did Rabbi Yishu say? He didn't say, go be metamid. He didn't say, take a sheret and throw it into the bottle of wine. What he said was, it's fine. Let it go. You don't have to protect it. But at the same time, to do a ma'isa b'yadayim, like Rameir is suggesting, burn the chametz together, where you physically be metamid, maybe that's not something that's okay. Incidentally, another obvious distinction between the two cases are, Rameir's case is where the truma is 100% tahar, as opposed to the case of Rabbi Yeshua, where it's only a safik, it might be tahar, might be tameh. Maybe Rabbi Yeshua only said it's halacha when there's a safik. Maybe in Rameir's case, which is where it's 100% tahar, maybe that's not okay. So the Gemara doesn't say that now. However, in the end of the sugya, and that's why I'm speaking it out, the Gemara is going to come back to that. So if that's something that's bothering you, the Gemara is going to circle back. But either way, the Gemara right now says that can't be the Rabbi Yeshua. Eloha Rabbi Yeshua. Maybe it's the following Rabbi Yeshua. Now we learned in a Mishnah, also a Mishnah in the 8th parak of Masechtas Trumas, Chavish al Trumas Shenishbara, there was a barrel of Truma that broke, Begas Ha'el Yoyna, in the upper vat. So the vat, for our purpose, should be visualized as being two stories. On top you have the big area where they used to crush the grapes, and then on bottom there was a barrel that all the grapes would fall into. Either way, there was a chavis of truma wine that was in the upper vat, and it broke. And the truma is starting to leak into the lower vat. Okay, it's not the end of the world. Here's the problem. V'tachtoyna chulin tmei. Hence, it is the end of the world. Because the lower vat has wine in it. The wine is chulin and it's tamid. So what's going to happen to the truma wine when it actually falls into the lower vat? It's now going to be tamid and it's going to be metamid, all the wine. You're going to have truma wine inside of it that's tamid, and that's a problem. Because if you have truma, even though if you're Israel, you can't eat it, it goes out to a kayin. It has value. But truma to me, it has zero value. Well, you can't do anything with it. And as a result, this is a big problem. So there's a major hefsamama that's about to happen, right? Some person has a wine press, and all of a sudden, truma is about to fall into his chulin tmeyin. What is he supposed to do? So the Gemara says it was Machloikis, Rebbe Eliezer, and Rebbe Yeshua. Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Yeshua both agree, meaning as it relates to this, they didn't argue. Shem Yochel, Hatzel, Men, Revius, Tire, Yatzel. You have to do whatever you could do to try to be matzel as much wine as possible. Vim Lav, let's say you can't be matzel it. Rebbe Eliezer says, Teirid Vitetama. What you should do is, meaning, if you can take a keli that's tahar to try to save the wine, so that's obviously what you do. And even if it's going to take 10 minutes to get it, so let it take 10 minutes. Go ahead and get it. The shaila was where there is no keli that's tahar to try to save the truma wine. But there is a keli that's tummy that you can use to save the truma wine. So what's the shaila? This is an existential question. Do we say that wine's going to become tummy anyways, right? It's all going to be tummy. This truma is going to be tummy. It's falling into a vat of chulin tmeyin. So it's about to be tummy. And at the same time, I'm out of business. So I might as well try to save as much as this. I'm not trying to save the chulin as much as I'm trying to save the truma as much as I'm trying to save the chulin. But let me make sure that it doesn't fall. So I'll take a big chavis that's tameh, and I'll go chap all the truma wine. The problem is, I'm biyodayim being metame truma. That's not something I'm allowed to do. But then again, it's anyways going to be tameh. I understand, but it's going to be Tomei B'memeila, now you're doing it B'yadayim. I understand, but I'm doing it to save my Parnasa. So this is the Shiloh. This is where Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Yeshua were debating. So it says, the Mishnah, Rebbe Eliezer said, Teired V'tetama. Yeah, you can do that, it's fine. You can go ahead, you can be B'tama V'alye, but how, no, meaning Teired V'tetama, you can't do anything. You have to let the wine fall down, V'alye Tamei B'yad. You can't go do anything with your hand. Rebbe Yeshua says, Afye Tamei B'yad. You can even go ahead and be B'tama B'yad. What do you see from this, Rabbi Yeshua? Rabbi Yeshua has no problem allowing you to be the Eved, but he allows you to be Metama, the Truma, be your Dayim. This is not be Memela. It's not just a Groma. Here you're doing a be your Dayim. Why? Because it's anyways going to be Tameh. So you see from here that something that's anyways Hoylechli Ibud, that's the Sfarah, you're allowed to go ahead and be Metama. That's where Rameh learned it from. Rameh didn't learn it from Bechinas Kanapi, he didn't learn it from Biakiva. He didn't learn it from the first Rabbi Yeshua that we mentioned. He learned it from this Rabbi Yeshua. Because in Rabbi Yeshua, he saw this concept that I could have Truma that's Tahoira. In this case, the Truma is 100% Tahar. And I'm allowed to be Metamet Biyadayim in the event that it's anyways Hoylechli Ibud. And that's where Rameh learned his halach. If that's the case, what's the lashon of midivrehem? It's only Rabbi Yeshua, right? It's Rabbi Eliezer argued with Rabbi Yeshua. So you could say I'm sure Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, the man. He didn't learn it from Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua together, but from the exchange, from the discussion, from the machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, he was able to extract this one point. Zok Tigmar, Dekanami, this second shot in Rabbi Meir is actually meduik that way a little bit in the Mishnah. Why Diktani? What did the Mishnah say? Moide Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. The end of the Mishnah, like we said, starts talking about Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. Where did Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua come into the picture? A must be Shema Mina that Rabbi Meir learned his halacha not from Rabbi Chanina Skana Kayanim, not from Rabbi Akiva, but rather, where did he learn his halacha from? He learned it from Rabbi Yehoshua. V'chinam Rav Nachman, the Gemara says that this second shot, Rav Nachman also said. So who said it? Initially, it was Rish Lakish in the name of Bar Kapar. So the Gemara said, Rav Nachman also said in the name of his Rabbi, Rabbi Bar Avua. The Mishnah is talking about where all the Tumah was a Tumah Dei Raisa. Might be the Vreyev. And where Rameh learned to Salach, he didn't learn it from Rabbi Chanina's Kanakanim. He didn't learn it from Rabbi Akiva. Who did he learn it from? He learned to me Divrei, Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Yeshua. So just to stop for one second, just to recap what we just did. So again, the Mishnah began Rabbi Chanina's Kanakanim Salach, that in the Beis HaMikdash they would burn a Shlishi Tumah together with a Rishon Tumah, even though they made the Shlishi into a Sheni. Rabbi Akiva said, I'll tell you a big chiddush that I used to do in the Beis HaMikdash. They would take a shlishi and they would even make it into a rishon. Amar Rav Meir, midivreim lo madnu shesarfin truma tahira imat meya bepesach. Rabbi Yossi argued, but this is what Rav Meir said. Frank the Gemara, where does Rav Meir see it? L'chayri sees it from Rabbi Chanina Skana Kayanim. He says Rabbi Akiva, but you don't see it because Rabbi Chanina Skana Kayanim and Rabbi Akiva were both talking about something that was already tameh. You're dealing with a cheftz of tumah. It's a shlishi of tumah. You're mice of tumah. Okay, that you're allowed to do when it's hoylech liibud. Rabbi Meir's taking it to the level that you could take truma tahira. Who said you could be metameh something that's tar? To be mice of a level of tumah, to upgrade it from shlishi l'sheni, that Rabbi Chanina Skana Kayanim said you could do. Rabbi Akiva was mice if even from a shlishi to a rishon. But to take something tar and make it tamei, make it tasty. And we have two mahalachim right now in Rav Meir. The first mahalach is that Rav Meir learned that Rav Chinas Kana Kehanim's Eidos wasn't only where the Shlishi was a Shlishi Midei Raisa. Even when the Shlishi was a Derabanan, which means that Midei Raisa was tar. And still, you see, they did it. So Midei Raisa, it's tar. And still, you see, they were metamid. Oh, you see, it could even be metamid, davar tar. Gevaldik. That's where Rav Meir learned it from. The second parrot the Gemara said was, Rish Lakish said in the name of Bar Kapara, Rav Nachman said in the name of Rabbi Bar Avua, that really the Rav Meir, Zmidivrem Laman, wasn't Rabbi Chaninas Kana Kayanim, it wasn't Rabbi Akiva. Who did he learn it from? Rabbi Yeshua. Which Rabbi Yeshua? So the Gemara got it on the second attempt, and that is Rabbi Yeshua who said a halacha that if you have Truma Tahira, it's falling into Chul and Temeim, and you want to save the whole Taruvois, you're allowed to take a Tomei Keli, and you're allowed to catch the Truma, even though you're being Metamed a Truma. Yeah, but it's Hoyle Chliban anyways. If you don't catch it, you're going to have nothing. So in that case, the halacha is you're allowed to go ahead and be Metamed to save the Chulin. That's what you're accomplishing. You're allowed to do it to save the Chulin. So you see from there that even though it was tar 100% still, it's okay. That was the Midivrei Laman. The obvious question is, according to the second Mishnah in the Gemara, so why did Mishnah mention Rabbi Chaninas Kana Kayanim? Why did the Mishnah mention Rabbi Akiva? We're learning Psachim. We're not learning Tyrus. It's not going to feel that way for the next few days, but we are learning Psachim. And really, the punchline of the Mishnah is, I'm a Rav Meir. Sarfin Trumat Dehoira Imat Meir BePesach. And if he learned it from Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua Masechtas Trumas, so Rabbi Chaninas Kana Kehanim and Rabbi Akiva Mandekar Shmayel. Why are we talking about them? So you have to say, it's a little dachuk, that being that Rabbi Chaninas Kana Kehanim and Rabbi Akiva's halacha is very much related to Rabbi Meir's chiddush, which is Negei Yipsachim, even though Rabbi Meir didn't learn it from there, but it's Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'usa Inyan. So the Mishnah is digressing and digressing from its digression. That's exactly what's happening. And as a result, this is what's going to be okay. The bottom line is, we have two Mahalchim right now where Rabbi Meir learned his halacha. The Midivrem Lamanu was the Rabbi Chanina Skana Kehanim, or was the Midivrem Lamanu Rabbi Yeshua? Esavei Rav the Rav Nachman. So Rav asked Rav Nachman, again, just if you follow the paper trail as far as the names go, Rav Nachman was the one of the two Amayron that had a Messiah that the Midivrem Lamanu who wasn't referring back to Rabbi Chaninas Kana Kehanim, but it was referring to Rabbi Yeshua. So Rava asked Rav Nach, Nin Akasha. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, En anidin doimel raya. He told him that, what shaychis? Rabbi Yossi is Rabbi Meir's Baal Plukta in the Mishnah, right? Rabbi Meir said you could be Seir of Truma Tayr, Truma Tmei on Erev Pesach. Rabbi Yossi said you can't. So Rabbi Yossi in the Braisa says more than he said in the Mishnah, as it often is the case. And of he said the following. He said, Shekeshidu Rabbi Sein, Nu Amaho Idu. He said, what was the Eidus of Rabbi Chaninas Kana Kehanim Rabbi Akiva? Imal Abbasah Shenitma Bevlad HaTomah Shesar Fenoisim Abbasah Shenitma Bav HaTomah. Rabbi Chaninas Kana Kehanim's Eidus was, you're allowed to take Basa that's a Shlishi burden together with Basa that's a Rishon. Okay, Zetameh. So he said that you're allowed to be Moisef Tomal Tomasah. And Imal Hashem Shenitma Bevlad HaTomah Shesar Fenoisim Abbasah Shenitma Bav HaTomah. That was Rabbi Akiva's Eidus. Zet Basa was Zetameh. Again, the Shemin is a Shlishi LaTomah and you're burning it together with that's Tomah. So Rabbi Yossi said, by the way, I have no problem, I agree with you, but Truma Shenitmas Bevlad HaTomah Shesar Fenoisim HaTruma Shenitmas Bav HaTomah. If you want to take a Shlishi LaTomah of Truma and burn it together with a Rishi LaTomah, Gevaldik. You want to do it with an Av HaTomah, Eichet Gut. I have no problem. Heich Nisroif HaTluya, or Heich Nisroif, some have the Gersa, Afilu Tluya. How could you take something that's even a Safik Tomei Safik Tar, and certainly if it's 100% Tar, in Atmeya? How could you do that? Shemi Yavi Liyavi Atarana. Maybe we're going to find out that the Safik was Tar, and certainly if it's 100% Tar, how would you be able to do that? Then he added, Rashi says this next line is Loit Sarah Chacha, Elo Masai Mabraisa. It's nothing to do really with the point that Rabbi Yis is trying to make. Habigal Vanoisav Atame, as it relates to burning Pigal, Noisar and Tame, these are different types of Kabbanas that are possible. Shama Yavim in Israel. And you're not allowed to burn them together. But the bottom line is, what was Rabbi Yossi's kasha in this braisa? The first Gemara's kasha. Yes, the Gemara's kasha. How could Rameo learn anything from Chaninas Kana Kehanim Rabbi Akiva? There it's Tomei Tomei, there it's Pasul Tomei. Over here it's Tomei and Tomei. So how could you learn anything? So Vosrei the Gemara. So Rava came to Rav Nachman. Rava was a Talmud of Rav Nachman. And he asked Rava to Rav Nachman. He said, if Rameo's halacha was not derived from Rabbi Chaninas Kana Rabbi Akiva, but rather he learned it from somewhere completely different. The eighth parak of Masechtas Trumas. He learned it from Rabbi Yeshua. Mai mahadalei Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chaninas Kana Kehanim. So what was Rabbi Chaninas Kana Kehanim's kasha? Rabbi Chaninas Kana Kehanim seems to not know what Rabbi Meir was really saying. I mean, Rabbi Yossi seems to not know what Rabbi Meir is really saying. Rabbi Yossi came and he asked Akasha, how could you learn anything from Rabbi Kehanim? He didn't learn anything from Rabbi Kehanim. Kehanim. Elamai Rav said, oh, you see, it's not true. Avada the Medivrei Laman was not Rabbi Yeshua. The Medivrei Laman was Rabbi Kehanim. Amalei Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman told Rav, Rabbi Yossi, lava daite. Wow. This is a chiddush. He said, Rabbi Yossi made a mistake. Rabbi Yossi, who's nemuka yimoy. Rabbi Yossi, who's halacha kemoisei b'chol makoy. Rav Nachman told Rava, I hear the braisa, aber lemaisa doesn't nip pshat in Rameh. Rabbi Yossi made a mistake. He thought, who saw that? He thought Rabbi Yossi did that Rameh with Rabbi Chanias Kanakayanim come alay. That would Rameh learn his halacha from. He learned it from Rabbi Chanias Kanakayanim. For Amalei, and he told him back, Anamid Rabbi Yeshua Kamina. Rameh told Rabbi Yossi, that was his response. See, we don't know the rest of the story. What happened after Rabbi Yossi told Rameh, how could you learn from Rabbi Chanias Kanakayanim? There was a follow up, obviously. He responded, and you know what he told him? He told him, I learned it from Rabbi Yeshua. And that's the end of the Mishnah. Amalei, that Rabbi Yossi tells Rameh back, even if you tell me you learned it from Rabbi Yeshua, eino hi amido. It's still not okay. The Hamoida, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, because even Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua themselves agree, shesoyrev zubif neyatzma, vizubif neyatzma. They would also disagree with this halacha. Not when we buy Rabbi Eliezer, who of course would argue, but even Rabbi Yeshua, that was from where Rabbi Meir wanted to prove his halacha, even Rabbi Yeshua would disagree. Says the Gemara, why? Right, so now we're taking this to the next level. Rabbi Yossi argued with Rabbi Meir. Right, till now we were really figuring out what Rabbi Meir held. Right, just to pause for a second. Till now we're trying to figure out Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said a halacha, midivrem lamana. Who's midivrem? Was it from Chanin, Eskanakian, and Rabbi Akiva? Or was it from Rabbi Yeshua? We have two understandings of the Gemara. Either way, Rabbi Yossi argued, however, with Rameh. So now we have to figure out why Rabbi Yossi argued with Rameh. We're working now in the second pshat in the Gemara that really Rameh learned his halacha not from Rabbi Chanina Skana Kayanim, not from Rabbi Akiva. He learned it from Rabbi Yeshua. And Rabbi Yossi is telling Rameh, I disagree. I don't think you have any raya from Rabbi Yeshua. So let's stop for a second. Why don't you have it? It sounds like a very good raya. Well, what did Rabbi Yeshua say? You have Truma, that's Tahar. It's falling into chulin that's tameh. The truma that's tar is going to be tameh, which means it's going to be useless. You're allowed to go be a dayim and be metamet. Because mean that it's hoylech li'i, but anyways, there's no din of es mishmeres truma yisai. There's no halacha of I need to protect this truma. I'm allowed to go ahead and be metamet. That's what Rabbi Yeshua said. Said Rabbi Meir, oh, you see, it could be metamet truma tahira, not just truma tameh, even truma tahira, if it's hoylech li'i. Zok Rabbi Yossi, eina min amito. Why not? Sounds like a good taina. And the Gemara's lashon, mido, mido, it's a perfect tushdal. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Kashani Hassam, there was different. The ikka hefsid chulin. Maybe the reason Rabbi Yeshua allowed it is because there was a hefsid. We said, this person has a parnasa. This is the gasa, oh, you're in the gasa tachtoin. His whole taruva, the whole geshef, is about to turn into truma tmeya. And if that's the case, he's going to lose a lot of money. Ask of Rabbi Yirmiyah, masisanami ikka hefsid dates. And maybe Rabbi Meir knew that. And maybe the reason Rabbi Meir was okay with it in the Mishnah, because in the Mishnah is also there's a hefsid. Because if I have to make two bonfires, one for my truma tahira, one for my truma tmeya, to shod the wood, I'm going to have to use extra aids. Amaleya, who's Saba? So who's Ahu Saba? Literally, the elder Yid. But Tosfos says, Chul and Avavim and Aleph and in other places, wherever it says Ahu Saba, it means Elio Anavi, Elio Atishbi, Matzah Shabbos. So, Lehefsid Meruba Chashishu, Lehefsid Mut Lei Chashishu. So, Elio Anavi came on Matzah Shabbos, and he said, then there's a difference. Hefsid Meruba, that's the Gasa Elion, that's the Gasa Tachta. As opposed to a little bit more wood, that's a question of Hefsid Mut. And for a Hefsid Mut, that's already Lei Chashishu Exhale. So, again, just to recap again and to segue into the last part of the daf. And that is, the Mishnah introduced Rabbi Chanina Skana Kehanim's halacha. You can take a shlishi latoma, burn it together with a rishon latoma, even though you're making the shlishi into a shein. Why? Because anyways, hoylech li'ibud can't be matama klatchim, but this is going to waste, so it's not a problem. Rabbi Akiva was moist, he can even take a shlishi together with an avatoma. What's the chiddush? Meaning, even though you're making it not into a shein, you're making it into a rishon. But it's the same difference. It's hoylech li'ibud, it doesn't matter. There's no halacha of es mishmeres true moist. Amr ameyim, medivreyim, lamadnu. From there we learn. Shesarf and truma tahira imat meyim bepesach. Erev Pesach, you have truma, it's chametz, you have to burn it. I have my tahar truma, I have my tamei truma. I can make one bonfire. I don't need to spend extra money on wood. I don't have to make two fires. I can burn it all together. I am being mitama truma tahira. It doesn't matter. Medivreyim, lamadnu, this is going to be okay. And the Gemara's question was, how in the world you see this from Rabbi Chanina Skana and Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Chanina Skana and Rabbi Akiva both talking about where, at the very least, you started off with something tameh. You're just being maisiv tameh. As opposed to Rameh saying a much bigger chiddush. He's saying you can take truma tahira and go create a tameh on something that's 100% tar. And we have two mahalchim in the Gemara. The first teretz of the Gemara is that really Rabbi Akiva, really Rameh learned his halacha from Rabbi Chanina Skana Kayan. And he learned that Rabbi Chanina Skana Kehanim's edus was a much bigger chiddush than we thought it was. Because the shlishi latoma in the edus of Rabbi Chanina Skana Kehanim wasn't a shlishi latoma midei raisa. it was even a shlishi l'tumah midrabban. Of course, if it's deraisa, but even midrabban, which means that midraisa it's 100% tar, and still it was okay. So you see, you can take something that's tar 100% to be metame. Hence, you can take trumat ha'ira together with trumat meya and burn it together on erev Pesach. The second teretz of the Gemara, Reish Lakish said in the name of Bar Kapara, and Rav Nachman said in the name of Rabbi Bar Avua, is that really you're 100% right. Rav Meir never learned the halacha from Rav Chanina Sgana Kiyanim. He learned it from Rabbi Yeshua. Which Rabbi Yeshua? Rabbi Yeshua that said, you're allowed to save the Trumat Haira by being Metamit Biyadayim to prevent a tremendous Hefsin Mami. The bottom line is, being that the Trumat Haira is Haylech Libud, so you're allowed to go be Metamit Biyadayim. That's Mamish Trumat, it's Trumat Haira, you're being Metamit. The Svarah must be because it's Haylech Libud. The Raya was never from Rav Chanina Sgana Kiyanim. In fact, you have to be Miyashiv. Why the Mishnah even mentioned Rav Chanina Sgana Kiyanim? But the point is, the Mishnah is written out of order. The Medivreim Lamanu is from Yeshua. And like the Gemara said, Tekanami, the Mishnah ends with Rabbi Yeshua. So what would Rabbi Yeshua come into the Mishnah? The Teretz is because that's really where Meir learned to Zalach. He didn't learn from Chanina Sgana Kiyanim, he learned from him. If you think about it, there's a nafkamina between the two pshatim, and that's the segue to the next part of the daf. There's a nafkamina. What would be the nafkamina? The nafkamina would be at the, if the makar is Rav Chanina Sgana Kiyanim, at the very least, the only time you find that they were metama kachim biyadayim was if at the very least it was tami midrabanan. It wasn't tami midrayisa. That was the teretz. It was a shlishi l'toma only midrabanan, but midrabanan al kapanim it was tami. You have no makar that if something's 100% tar, sa'im midray raisa, sa'im midray rabbanan, you can be matam. If the makar is Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua was talking about trumat ha'ira. There was no tum at all. It wasn't tummy, not midray raisa. It wasn't tummy, not midray rabbanan. So it sounds a little bit like there may be a nafkamina lalach. The nafkamina, if Rav Meir learned his halacha from Rav Chanina Sgana Kiyanim, at the very least, you would need some psul. You would need that there should be something wrong with it, at the very least on a Rabbanan level. If the Makar is Rabbi Yeshua, it could be Mahadrim and Amahadrim, Trumat Tahira, still this halacha would be okay. On that note, I'm Rav Asi, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Asi said, I'll tell you what I heard from Rabbi Yochanan about the machloikis between Rav Meir and Rabbi Yosi. Machloikis b'sheish, the machloikis is in the sixth hour, Avol b'sheva, but in the seventh hour, Divra Kol Sarfin. Everybody agrees you'd be able to burn the Trumat Tahira together with the Trumat Tahira. In the Mishnah, Rav Meir says you can burn the Trumat Tahira with the Trumat Tahira. Rabbi Yosi says you cannot burn the Trumat Tahira with the Trumat Tahira. Rabbi Asi said, I heard from Rabbi Yochanan, the machloikis was in the sixth hour. In the seventh hour, everybody holds you can burn it together. Now, there's two chiddush from Rabbi Yochanan said. The first chiddush Rabbi Yochanan saying is, the more obvious chiddush, b'sheva Divra Kol Sarfin. That even Rabbi Yosi, who argues vehemently with Rav Meir in the Mishnah. No sheiches, eina min amida. The Gemara says, mida umida. Right, Rabbi Yosi, who came fire and brimstone against Rav Meir in the Mishnah. He was maida. After the seventh hour, at that point, it's going to be okay. That's the first diak. The second diak is, machloikas b'sheish. Even Rav Meir, who said that you can burn them together, not only in the seventh hour, but he only was moisif the sixth hour. But in the fourth hour, the fifth hour, the third hour, the second hour, at that point, even Rav Meir would agree that it's not okay. So what's the hesber in the shittos? So backwards. The fact that Rabbi Yochanan said, b'sheva divri akol sarfin, zoyse meres, Rabbi Yosi agrees that once the chametz is asa b'achila, once it's asa b'ana, once you can't eat this truma, even though the truma is tahar, it's not tameh, but being that it's pasul, it's asa l'achila, if you eat it, it's karis, it's not something you're allowed to eat. So at that point, even Rabbi Yosi is going to be moita. What's Pshana Rav Meir? Rav Meir agrees that there has to be something wrong with the truma. It can't be truma tahira that has absolutely no issues. If it's in the sixth hour, what's unique about the sixth hour? Rav Meir l'shitasa, in the sixth hour, you're not allowed to eat chametz anymore. Midrabanan, sha'achas, the guys are an extra hour. So being that there's something wrong with it, albeit midrabanan, it's for that reason it's not going to be okay. So, but here's the bottom line. Rabbi Yosi agrees, chametz mishesh shoyis ulamayla, there'd be no problem. And even Rav Meir only said it where al-kapanim, it's also b'achila midrabanan. But if it's mutta l'achila midrabanan, and it's trumat tahira midday rais and midrabanan, at that point, even Rav Meir is not going to agree. That was Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush. So the Gemara says, "Amalei Rabbi Zeir, Rav Asi, Rabbi Zeir, Rav Asi, Neima Kosav Rabbi Yochanan Masnisen ba'ava tumaday raisa uvlada tumaday rabanan." It sounds like Rabbi Yochanan must have learned that the Mishnah is talking about where Rabbi Chanina Sgana Kiyanim's edus was where the ava tumah was a tumaday raisa, and the vlada tumah meaning the shlishi la tumah was a tumaday rabanan. Umayim divreim. And what Rav Meir mean when he said midivreim? This is very geshmak. This Gemara midivreim Rabbi Chanina Sgana Kiyanim. He meant to learn from And if we learned Rav Chinin Eskano Kehanin, then you're going to be forced to say this diuk that we spoke out right before this last part of the Gemara, and that is Rav Chinin Eskano Kehanin Al Koponim was talking about where the Shlishi L'Tumah was Tamei Midrabanan. So the only time you see that you can burn it together is if at Al Koponim there's a Derabanan issue. That's why Rabbi Yochanan said that even Rav Meir only said the halach in the sixth hour. Because in the sixth hour, even though the Truma Torah is not Tamei, right? Don't conflate the Tumah and the Psul. But at the very least, it's Asa Bachila Midrabanan. So being there's a Psul Midrabanan, so there you see from Chinas Kanakianim that if there's not a Psul, they rise. But there is a Psul Midrabanan. At that point, because if you're going to tell me what? If you're going to tell me that Rabbi Yochanan learned that Rav Meir's Makar was Rabbi Yeshua, so why do you need a Psul Derabanan? Why is the halacha only true in the sixth hour? It should be true in the fifth and the fourth and the third hour also. What are you going to tell me? Who cares that it's Hoylech Le'ibud? But at the end of the day, there's no psul. Rabbi Yeshua's case in the Mishnah in Trumas there was no psul. And still he allowed you to be metamet biyadayim. So Rav Zera told Rav Asi, Gishmak, from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan said that Rav Meir's halacha is only true in the sixth hour, you see, you need there to be some issue. There has to be some psul, albeit midrabanan, or must be the makar was Rav Chinin Eskano Kehanin. Because Rav Chinin Eskano Kehanin's case had a psul, there was tumah. The teretz was only tumah midrabanan. Okay, but a hamia, there has to be a tumah midrabanan. So that must be the makar. Because if you're going to tell, so that was the, he asked it as a question. So Rav Zera asked Rav Asi, is that true? Is it for sure that way? I'm going to in. Yes, it's true. And the Gemara says it manami. In fact, we have a mafurish edus where Rabbi Yochanan said this. Am Rabbi Yochanan said masnisin. The Mishnah is talking about Rav Chinin Eskano Kehanin's case. It says ba'avat tumah de'raisa uvlada tumah de'rabanan umay medivreya midivrei Rav Chinin Eskano Kehanin umachloikis b'sheish, and the machloikis is in the sixth hour. Avol b'shevet divrei kol sarv, but the seventh hour, everyone's going to agree that you're allowed to burn it half of the fella. This psak of Rabbi Yochanan, who said that Rav Meir only allows you to do this in the sixth hour because you need there to be at least a psalm of the rabbanon, is proof that Rabbi Yochanan held that Rav Meir's makar was Rav Chinin Eskano Kehanin, and being that Rav Chinin Eskano Kehanin's case, at the very least, it was a tumah midrabanan. So you see, there has to be some psul midrabanan. Hence, the only time this halach is going to be true is if al kopanim there's some psul midrabanan. Because had Rabbi Yochanan understood that Rav Meir's makar with Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yeshua's case, there was no psul, not midrais and not midrabanan. So why does it have to be chametz in the sixth hour? Even if I'm burning the chametz in my fifth hour, in the fourth hour, the same halacha should be true again. So Rabbi Yochanan said two chidushim. He said a chiddush machloikis b'sheish, that even Rav Meir only said his halach in the sixth hour, which we just said proves that Rabbi Yochanan learned like the first teretz in the Gemara. And that is, what's the midivrei lamadnu of Rav Meir? It's from Rav Chinin Eskano Kehanin. And then he said a second chiddush. The second chiddush was, avol b'shevet divrei kol sarfin, that in the seventh hour, once it's chametz m'sheish ha'yosu v'mayim, at that point even Rabbi Yossi agrees, you're allowed to burn your truma tahayra chametz together with your truma t'meya chametz. So the Gemara now is going to try to bring two rayas to the second chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan. The chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yossi agrees by chametz mishei shoyes ulamailas. So this was the braisa that we brought on the top of the omid that Rashi said, over here it's tzarech. So here we have to understand it. Pigol, noiser, and tameh. So pigol, noiser, and tameh are three examples of basar of a carbon that's pasal. Pigol is when a kohen did the avoida. He had a machshava to either eat the basar or do the haktara, do the zrika chutzas mani chutzam kaima. Noiser is when you have meat of a carbon that wasn't eaten in its proper time or wasn't burnt in its proper time. And we know what tameh is. So pigol, noiser, and tameh are all carbonized psul. They all had to be burnt. B'shamay and b'shamay says in esrof and kachas, you weren't allowed to burn them together. U'beisilvay, b'shul says in esrof and kachas, you are allowed to burn them together. Zok to gemara. Doesn't sound like Rabbi Yossi would argue with Beisil. I mean, Beisil is halacha kemoisai b'chol makon. So it doesn't seem that Rabbi Yossi would disagree with this halacha. So probably he agrees. You're allowed to burn pigol, noiser, and tameh together. I thought Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah holds no such thing. You can't burn your truma tahira together with the truma tameh. Now the tameh is tameh. The pigol and the noiser is not tameh. So if the pigol and the noiser is not tameh, so what do you see from there? You see that you're allowed to be metama, bas or kachim, which ordinarily you're not allowed to be metama, being that it's anyways ha'iluch l'sreifa. So you see that even Rabbi Yossi is moided to this concept. Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah, must be Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah is talking about where there was no psul, because it was chametz before Shei Shoyes Ulamayla. And even though it's possible with the Rabbanan, Rabbi Yossi doesn't care about that. But once it's possible for sure, at that point there's no halacha anymore. You see it from this space little shita, but the Gemara says there's no raya. It's not a raya to Rabbi Yochanan. Because Shani Hasa, maybe there it's different. Because even though pigal and noiser are not tame midai raisa, but they are tame midai rabbanan. You can learn the whole kachim and not know this halacha. The tanan hapigol v'hanoiser metamidas ayadam. It's a mishnah at the very, 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 very end of masechtas psachim. Psachim daf kuf chaf amid beis. But either way, over there it's mavur that pigol and noiser are also tame. The reason is because the Kohanim were very, very makbid about Tumah. Right? There's a lot of riots to this. People took Tumah, the Gemara says in Masechtas Yuma, the Lamedcha, that people took Tumah more seriously than they took Shvichas Damim. That's how serious Tumah was. It was a very big deal, because it wasn't practical. Your Tumah, it kills a day. It's just a very big deal. So they didn't want Kohanim to get involved in Pigel and Noises. You know what they told them? Pigel and Noises, they don't care about it. Tell them your Tumah. Oh, your Tumah! It's way too complicated. I'm not interested. Harif Shemesh. Then already, that was a way of preventing them. But it was a Tumah with the Rabbanon. But being that we're dealing with something that's anyways Tumah with the Rabbanon, so maybe their Beisul says Nisraf and Ka'achas. But if something is like Truma Tahira, like in our Mishnah, even Mishay Shayis and Lamailo, it could be over there. You have no right. To where Rabbi Yochanan said, "Lemim sayeli another raya pasha ifsha moldy bread v'nifsala milechal adam," and it's so moldy that a human being won't eat it. V'hakelev, however, yochal oichla could eat it. Talach is. It's still considered food as it relates to Tumas Oichlin. Metama Tumas Oichlin, it's subject to all the laws of food Tumah. Bekabeh, as long as it's the size of a kabeh, that's the shear of Tumas Oichlin. V'nisrefes and matmeh bepesach. And if it's Pesach, you're allowed to burn it together with something that's Tumah. So again, you're dealing with Pasha Ifsha. Now, not just any pass, we're dealing with Truma pass. Not just any Truma pass, even Truma Tahira pass. But once it gets moldy, you're allowed to burn it together with something Tameh on Pesach. Now, who is the Tana of this Mishnah? So Rashi says it has to be Rabbi Yossi, Ayin Rashi. Because if it was Rabbi Meir, then this wouldn't be a Chiddush. So it must be it's Rabbi Yossi. And still you see that it's okay. Hashem with Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah. The Teretz is, this Mishnah is talking about Bepesach. Right? It says, Nisrefes amatmei bepesach. Oh, must be a right, Rabbi Yochanan. Then on Pesach, or even Erev Pesach, Mishay Shoyso Lamailo, over there Rabbi Yossi is going to be Maida. And the whole Rabbi Yossi that argued in the Mishnah is talking about when it was before the Isser. But the Gemara says it's no right, Kashani Yossim Dafra Ba'al Mahud. They were talking about moldy bread. Moldy bread maybe isn't always treated as bread. Maybe we look at it as offer, we look at it as dirt, and as a result, maybe over there we have the school. But ordinarily, if you had regular food that was Roy Lachilo, it could be this halacha really wouldn't be true. Zok de Gemara, ihachi. So what's the ihachi going back on? If you're going to tell me, like Rabbi Yochanan just said, that the Medivreim Lamadnu of Rameyer was not Rabbi Eliezer and it was not Rabbi Yeshua, but the Medivreim Lamadnu was Rabbi Chanina, Skana Kehanin, so what's the obvious question? What's the Sefer of the Mishnah? So what was the whole Sefer? What's Rabbi Yossi talking about in the Sefer? Rabbi Yossi said, Eina min amido. And then he said, Umaydim Rabbi Yezim, Rabbi Yeshua, Shesarfin, who's talking about this Rabbi Yeshua? It's according to Rish Lachis, Rish Lomar Kapara, and Rav Nachman in the name of Rabbi Baravua, the Medivreim Laman, who was Rabbi Yezim, Rabbi Yeshua. That was the Dekanami on Amad Aleph. That was the riot at Abshah. But now that we're entertaining another Pshah, Rabbi Yochanan, no less. So how are you going to understand the next part of the Mishnah? Why is Rabbi Lez, Rabbi Yeshua being talked about? So my ihachi, my moida, hachi kamalei Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Meir. Yatsi, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Meir like this. And you brought a rai from Bechinas Kana Kayanim. I disagree with that. Why? Incidentally, the Gemara didn't say that. We'll see that in a minute. But I disagree with their makar for Rabbi Chanina Kana Kayanim. And then he just said, I feel the Rabbi Yeshua the Meikol. He says, I know what you're thinking, Rabbi Meir. I know you're learning it from Rabbi Chanina Kana Kayanim. But you're in back of your mind thinking, there's also Rabbi Yeshua. Which Rabbi Yeshua in the 8th parak of Masechtas Truma is? Even Rabbi Yeshua, ki Meikol betluya v'tmeya. When was he Meikol? If you have a suffix. Avo betahayra v'tmeya lev. If you have something that's 100% tar, even Rabbi Yeshua never said his halacha. Now, from the fact that Rabbi Yossi responded to Rabbi Meir and said that if you're going to try to pull out Rabbi Yeshua, you're going to invoke Rabbi Yeshua, I'm going to tell you, Rabbi Yeshua was talking about Suffolk, so it's obvious, Zok Rashi, that Rabbi Yossi was addressing not the second Rabbi Yeshua, the Rabbi Yeshua that we've been talking about most of the daf, but the first Rabbi Yeshua that the Gemara brought in Amud Aleph, if you're keeping cheshbon. Because the Gemara had two Rabbi Yeshuas, two possibilities of what the Rabbi Yeshua might have been. Medivreim Laban Rabbi Yeshua, which Rabbi Yeshua? So the first Rabbi Yeshua was, you have a Chavis, Suffolk, it might be Tomei, Suffolk, it might not be Tomei. So what's the halacha? Rabbi Yeshua says, don't worry about it. So on that, Rabbi Yossi is saying now in our Gemara that if you mean in back of your mind that Rabbi Yeshua, don't bring me any rayas from that Rabbi Yeshua, because over there at the Kopanim, it's a suffix. That was the svar the Gemara didn't say in Amar Aleph. The Gemara in Amar Aleph was mechalik there, it was Begrama, here you're doing a biyadayim. But either way, over there it's only a suffix, but there it's only a suffix. But Rashi speaks out that obviously Rabbi Yossi meant to say that if you would try to prove your position from the other Rabbi Yeshua, then we could be doichet as well. How would you be doichet? So the Gemara already addressed that on the top of the Yomid, that you could be doichet by saying that maybe that Rabbi Yeshua only said his halacha, behefsin meruba. In other words, there were two Rabbi Yeshuas. Right? We had initially, when the Gemara brought the first Rabbi Shlomo, the Gemara knocked it out. It's surprising that the Gemara comes back to it. It's really not so surprising because in the Mishnah, it's obvious that Rabbi Yossi was referring to this Rabbi Yeshua, because what Rabbi Yossi say in the Mishnah, without making this too complicated. But the bottom line is there were two possible Rabbi Yeshuas that Rameyer could have maybe proved his halacha from. The first Rabbi Yeshua was a case of Safik Toma. That's not a tzushal to Rameyer's halacha. The second is where there's a lot of money at stake, and it's a question of Hefsid Mamin. And being that it's a question of Hefsid Mamin, so you can't prove anything from there either. So we have one last thing that we need to figure out, and this is going to end the daf. If Rameyer's makar was Rab Chanina's kana kehanim, so why is Rameyer wrong? Rabbi Yossi told Rameyer, I disagree with you. You have no raya for Rabbi Chanina's kana kehanim. Why not? He seems to have a nice raya. If Rabbi Chanina's kana kehanim is talking about where the tumah was only a tumah de rabbanon, so you see, you can take something that's only tumah de rabbanon, which means it's tumah de raisa, and you're allowed to be metamet. So you see, you could be metamet something that's only tahar de rabbanon, right? That's something that that's something that's tar midei raisa. You can go be metamed. So says Rameyer, why can't I take my truma Torah and be metamed? As long as I'm burning it, it's hoyuch li'ibud. So based on that, this shouldn't be an issue, right? It should be okay. Zok Rabbi Yossi eino hi amido. It's not a tushtal. Why is it not a tushtal? Zok the Gemara am Rabbi Yirmiya hacha bebasar shenitma bemashkin shenitmu machmasheret. And this line in Gemara is going to be the segue into the coming dafen. You know, we were talking about Rav Chinis Kanakei Hanim's case is becoming more and more specific. He was discussing the following mitzvahs. You had a shlishi latoma, and they burnt it, right? This was the edus that he said, together with a rishon latoma. What kind of shlishi latoma was it? You know, when we started the daf, we thought, I don't know, a shlishi latoma b'day rice. Then Rabbi Yochanan threw us for a loop. He said, maybe it was only a shlishi latoma b'day rabbanon, and that's the makar, that's where a mayor's b'day v'rayim lamando, because really it's tar b'day rice. Now the Gemara is drilling down even further. We're getting mamish to the point over here. It was basar that was nitma, basar, obviously, we know that. It became tameh, we know that as well, so far no news. B'mashkin, through a beverage. Shenitmu, which themselves became tamei, the beverage that is, machmas sheretz, because it came in contact with a sheretz. So, shlishi l'tumah, nothing changed. The shlishi l'tumah became a shlishi l'tumah because it touched mashkin, which was a sheni. And the mashkin became tamei because it came in contact with a sheretz. Okay. The ozder rameh l'tamei, v'rab yoysi l'tamei. Rameyer and Rab Yoysi, who are arguing in this Mishnah, whether you can prove from Rab Chanin, it's kana kehanim, that you can burn Truma Tahira together with Truma Tameya are Lishitasai. Ramey le Tameya, Ramey is Lishitasi Dama Tumas Mashkin and Tameya Chem Dirabana. He holds Tumas Mashkin is only Dirabana. I mean, the ability that Mashkin has to be Matama something else is a Din Dirabana. Mashkin can become Tameya Midei Raisa, but it can't transmit Tuma. It can't make something else Tameya Midei Raisa. It can only make something Tameya Midei Rabana. So what if it can only make something Tameya Midei Rabana? Let's stop here. So it comes out to Shlishi L'Tumas a Shlishi Midei Rabana. If it's a Shlishi Midei Rabana, that means it's Tahar Midei Raisa. And still you say you can burn it. Say you can burn your Truma Torah together with your Truma Tameya. But for Rabbi Yossi L'Tameya, Rabbi Yossi is also L'Shi Tasi. Dama Tumas Mashkin L'Tameya Acherim Dei Raisa. He holds Tumas Mashkin was really a Tumah Midei Raisa. So if that's the case, the Shlishi L'Tumah the Mishnah was a Tumah Midei Raisa. Of the Shlishi L'Tumah the Mishnah was a Tumah Dei Raisa, so how could you prove anything from Truma Tahira? Then you're back to square one. That was the first kasha of the Gemara. You can't prove anything. That's why you held. You have no raya. What's the source to this machloikis remain? Rabbi Yossi, Tanya, we learned to the Raisa. Sofik Mashkin. If you have you have Mashkin, that's a Sofik Tami. Lit Tami. If it's a Sofik, whether it's Tami. Then we look at it as Tami. Rashi says, Fake Dei Raisa Lachum. Lit Tami Acherim. What if the Sofik is not whether it's Tami? The Sofik is whether it was Mitama something else. Tahar. Divri Rameir. Meir says Tar. Why? Because it's a Safik Durabanan. Because Mashkin could only be Metame Durabanan. Chen Hai Rabbi Laza, Aymer Kidvar. Rabbi Laza also said Tar. Rabbi Yehuda, Aymer. Rabbi Yehuda said, Lakal Tami. No, it's always Tami. Because Mashkin is Tami Midei Raisa, and it could be Metame Midei Raisa. Rabbi Yezir, Rabbi Shimon, Aymer, they were the in-between. Lo Oichlin Tmeim, they could be Metame other things Midei Raisa. If you have a Safik, if it was Metame Oichlin, you're going to go to Chumro. But the Kalim Tarim, if it's a question, if it was Matama Kalim, being that it can only be Matama Kalim Midrabanan, over there it's going to be Tar. But the bottom line is, says the Gemara, you know what the case of Rav Chinis Kana Kehanim was? According to Rabbi Yochanan, the case was something very, very specific. He didn't just say, I saw in the Beis HaMikdash, they took a Shlishi and they burnt it together with a Rishon. He said, I saw them take a Shlishi that became Tameh through Mashkin. That's how it became a Shlishi. Because it came in contact with Mashkin, and now there was a Shailo. The Shailo was Rav Chinis Kana Kehanim saying, Edus, that they took something that was tamei midaraisa shlishi and burnt it together with a rishon? Or was he saying even a bigger chiddush? They took something that was only midrabanan shlishi, but midaraisa tahar, and they burnt it together with a rishon. You know what the nafkamina is? Can I take something that's only tamei midrabanan and burn it together with a rishon? You know what another nafkamina would be? Can I take my truma tahara on erev Pesach and burn it together with my truma tmei on erev Pesach? If the Eidos Rav Chanina's Kana Kehanim was talking about where it was Tumah Deiraisa, so you have no raya, then I could take something that's 100% tar, such as my Truma Taira. But if the case was where it was a Tumah Durabana, that means it's Tar Deiraisa, so I do have a raya, then I could take my Truma Taira, I could burn it together with my Truma Taira. What's Italian? Tumas Mashkin. Is Tumas Mashkin Deiraisa? Tumas Mashkin Durabana. It happens to me in Machloikis Tana. A few of the Amayroim discussed the Shaila. Two of them of note are Ramei Rabbi Yossi. Ramei Shita is in Shas. Tumas Mashkin, it's a ability to be Matamas of the Rabbana. Rabbi Yossi Shitas is the Deiraisa, says the Gemara Gevalt. That's the Machloik Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah. Ramei the Shitasa, who holds Tumas Mashkin, said the Rabbanon. So the Eidos Rabbi Chinas Kana Kehanim was the bigger Chiddush. That even something that's only Tumas Midrabbanon, you're allowed to be Moisir Tumal Tumasai. Meaning, even though Midrabbanon it's 100% Tar. Oh, if that's the case, you could take your Truma Tahira and you could burn together your Truma Tahira. Your Truma Tahira is not even a problem with Midrabbanon, only in the sixth hour. That's Rabbi Yochanan Shita. Only in the sixth hour. Then it's possible Midrabbanon. That's when it's going to be okay. Rabbi Yossi argued in the Mishnah. You know why? Because Rabbi Yossi l'tame. Rabbi Yossi holds that Tumas Mashkin is really a deraisa. It's a deraisa. So the Chinas Kana Kehanim only reported about something that's something midiraisa. As it relates to something that's midirabanan, you have no raya. And as a result, Rabbi Yossi l'tame said, Eina min amida. The bottom line is, in short, what's the synopsis of today's daf? The Mishnah started with Rabbi Chaninas Kana Kehanim. Rabbi Akiva was moisef Rabbi Chaninas. Omer Rabmeyam midivreyam l'madno. And the question is, what did Rabbi Meir see for Rabbi Chanina's Kana Kehanim, Rabbi Akiva? And we had two mahalachim in the Gemara. One mahalach is he learned it from Chanina's Kana Kehanim. You have to make an akinta that the Mishnah was talking about Rabbi Chanina's Kana Kehanim's edus was even with the tumah was only tumah. The Rabbanu mentioned tar midiraisa. Hence Rabbi Meir's makar. Or he didn't mean Rabbi Meir. What he really meant was Rabbi Yehoshua, which would explain why Rabbi Yeshua was mentioned the sefer of the Mishnah. If he didn't mean Rabbi Yeshua, why is Rabbi Yeshua mentioned the sefer of the Mishnah? This was all Rabbi Yossi talking to Rabbi Meir. He said, "I know Rabbi Meir. I know what you're thinking. Maybe in the back of your mind, you're going to pull out Rabbi Yeshua. So I'm preempting you. Rabbi Yeshua is oichen lishkain raya. Why? That's psachim daf tezvav. Exhale. So just to end on a lighter note, with one great bite, and that is the name of the sugya is Rabbi Chanina Skana Kehanim. That everybody knows is the hard sugya in Masechtas Psachim. Right? This is the very, very shver sugi that comes up 2 weeks into Psachim, right? Just when you think Psachim's not Erevin, you have to learn Rabbi Chanina's Kana Kehanim for a week, and you realize it's a shver sugi. We even now know Rabbi Chanina's Kana Kehanim's halacha was, and that is Rabbi Chanina's Kana Kehanim said you could take a shlishi, burn it together with a rishon, they rice it, the rabbanon, mashkin, they rice it, the rabbanon. But that was what was. Question is, who was Rabbi Chanina's Kana Kehanim? Who was Rabbi Chanina's Kana Kehanim? That's the title of this raid bite. Rabbi Chanina's Kana Kehanim was a Tana. He lived at the end of Bayis Sheni. He was also a Kohen. He was also the Skan Kohen Gadol. But he wasn't just the Skan Kohen Gadol. He was the Skan of many Kohanim. So what exactly was the job of the Skan Kohen Gadol? So it's a Gemara Masechtas Yuma, Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, and not shockingly, the one who addressed this issue was Rabbi Chanina Skana Kehanim. Tanya, Rabbi Chanina Skana Kehanim Oimer. Rabbi Chanina Skana Kehanim said, Lama Skan Miyaminoi. Why was there a Skan Kohen Gadol? He said, Shem Ira Bai Psul the Kohen Gadol. The reason was, because in the event that the Kohen Gadol would become possible, Nichna Skanu Meshamesh Tachtav. He was the backup. He was someone that you needed just in case something happens to the Kohen Gadol. So someone needs to come in and be the Kohen Gadol. So the job of the Skan Kohen Gadol was to serve as the backup in the event that something would happen to the Kohen Gadol. So the Skan Kohen Gadol would come in his place. Rashi on this Gemara right here in Yuma Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, he adds, he said, Vanisha Mati Mirabenu Yitzchok Bar Yehuda. Lama Skan Memuna. What was the job of the Skan? Shem Yerub Psul. If something would happen to the Kohen Gadol, so then he would come in and do the Avodah. Avol Koz Man Shalo Yerub Psul. But in the event that nothing happened to the Kohen Gadol, listen to Rashi's Lashon. Eina Skan Oivet Shum Avodah Ba'olam. The Skan did nothing. Sort of like the vice president. He doesn't do anything. But if something happens to the president, he becomes the most powerful man in the world. But that's really what it was. So he didn't have any job. Rashi's lashon is ein askan oivet shuma voida ba'olam. Unless something happens, in which case Now he comes in and he's the Kohen Gadol. But either way, that was the job of the Skan Kohen Gadol. The Rambam in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, so he says there were 8 different Madrigas of Kohanim. Right? Today, a Kohen is a Kohen is a Kohen. Right? The one distinction is you have a Kohen Meyuchis, but other than that, you think of a Kohen, they're all the same. But once upon a time, there was a pecking order. There were different Madrigas as it relates to Kohanim. And the Rambam in the 4th parak of Hilchas Klei HaMikdash says, Nimtzu ha-kayhanim tamid shmeina maile zula maile mazul. There were 4 different, 8 different mailas, 8 different madrigas as it relates to a Kohen Gadol. And he goes through what they were. The highest, of course, was the Kohen Gadol. The second madriga was a Kohen Gadol emeritus. So somebody was once the Kohen Gadol, and now he's not the Kohen Gadol anymore for whatever reason. He retired, maybe he got a mum, something happened. He's not the Kohen Gadol. So he still had chashivos, a Kohen Sha'avar. That's a subcategory within the world of Kehanim Gedolim. And once a Kohen Gadol, you're always going to get a lot of covet. The third madriga was the Meshuach Muhammad, as in Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aharon HaKohen, the Kohen that would lead the Yidden into war. That was a very, very big job. The Chashmoinayim, the Michas Chinuch says maybe were Kohanim Gedolim, Meshuchei Muhammad, they were Kohanim, of course, but there was a concept of Kohanim, Josephus, were Meshuchei Muhammad. And then the fourth madriga was the Skan. So the Skan had a real title. He always stood to the right of the Rambam. Says that the Skan was like the Mishnah LeMelech. It was a covet for the Kohen Gadol to always have a Chashav Gabba. And that was the job of the Skan Kohen Gadol. Did he do Avoida? Rashi says he was Mekabel from his Rabbeim. He didn't do any Avoida in the world. But the bottom line is, what was the purpose of the Skan Kohen Gadol? He gave covet to the Kohen Gadol. He himself got a lot of covet. He's number 4 in the Mispar of the Rambam as it relates to the 8 Milas of Kohanim. But Tachlis, Lama skan shem ira by psul the Kohen Gadol nichna skan umeshamish tachtov. The Shagasarye in his sefer Gvuras Sariya Masechtes Yuma on that Gemara Masechtes Yuma daf lama tesamad aleph asks a bombekashen. Everybody knows the first Mishnah of Masechtes Yuma. It's in the conversation of the most famous Mishnah in Shisha Sidra Mishnah. Shivas Yomim Koydim Yom Kippurim, 7 days before Yom Kippur, Mafrishin Kohen Gadol Mibesli Lelishkas Baal Hedrin. They would take the Kohen Gadol and they would take him away, bring him to a lishka. This was a chamber in the Beis HaMikdash. What was the purpose? He had to learn and he had to train to be the Kohen Gadol. Says the Mishnah, Maskinu Loi Kohen Achar Tachtav. They would appoint a backup Kohen Gadol. Why? Shema Yerabai Psal? Because what happens if the Kohen Gadol becomes Pasul? You're going to need someone to come and fill his shoes. So Shema Yerabai Psal, they always had to make sure there was a backup Kohen Gadol. And to make sure that there was a backup Kohen Gadol, this is something that Rabbi Yehuda said they even had a backup wife. Because so the Kohen Gadol had to be married. In the event Chalila, something happened to the Kohen Gadol's wife, they were ready to make a chuppah, the Kedushin, like this, Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael, everything would be okay. But the bottom line is, we need the first part of the Mishnah. They used to appoint a backup Kohen Gadol. Freitish, I guess, I don't understand. Why did they have to appoint a backup Kohen Gadol for Yom Kippur? I thought that was the job of the Skan Kohen Gadol. There was a Skan Kohen Gadol. His job was Shem Yerub Psul. So he's going to come Nichnas Skanu Mishamish Tachtav. This is his job. The whole year, this is his job. So now all of a sudden when you need him, you have to make sure that you have a backup. It doesn't make any sense. This is his whole mitzvah. He didn't do anything else. His whole function, his whole purpose, Chayvasei Bailamai was in the event that something happened to the Kohen Gadol. So Erev Yom Kippur, you have to make sure there's a backup. Go ahead and have something. Zok the Shagasai, V'ulai. He says, I'm not sure. It's a very, very stark kashma. But says the Shagasai, V'ulai, maybe, Masnis and Mayer B'Daleka Skan. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about there was no Skan. Meaning, maybe something happened to the Skan. Ordinarily, if it's a regular Tuesday and there's no Skan Kohen Gadol, the Welt geht nicht hinter, right? We move on. You can live a day in the Beis HaMikdash without a Skan Kohen Gadol. Aber sagt the Mishnah, there was one time a year where you had to have a Skan Kohen Gadol. So if the Skan Kohen Gadol, you know, is not around or he's just died or he's puzzled and you're in between Skan Kohanim Gedolim. Oh, in that case, you have to make sure Maskinu Loi Tachtav. It says the Shagasai, it's a little dochuk. But it says, V'ulai, maybe the Mishnah didn't mean every single year this was something that you had to do. But in the event of, if there was a situation, so maybe this is something that you had to do. So I was just thinking, Lulei de Mistafina. Lulei de Mistafina. As it relates to the Shagasai's Kashan, maybe to say one or that is, so Reb Chanina Skan Kohanim. That's the sugya. Was the scan of many Kohanim Gedolim. I saw a beautiful Ha'ara for Rav Avadya Yosef. This is in the Sefer Naf Eitz Avos. That's a Sefer that he wrote on Pirkei Avos. It's Perek Gimel. It's Mishnah Beis. Reb Chanina Skana Kehanim Moimet. Reb Chanina Skana Kehanim said, "Having mispalo b'shloimeh shel malchus, you should daven that there be peace in the government." Shel mole meira ishes reu chaim balo. Because if not for the fact that people are afraid of the government, big fish will eat little fish. Right? Everybody's going to eat each other up. That's what Chazal say. Dogim gedoy lemit to dogim ktan. There's a concern that people will mamish kill each other. So Reb Chanina Skana Kehanim said, "Having mispalo b'shloimeh shel malchus." Listen to the Goyimus, the Reb Avadya Yosef said. He said, "Who said this?" This was Reb Chanina Skana Kehanim. He says, "You know, it always bothered me. Reb Chanina Skana Kehanim sounds like he was a career Skan Kohen Gadol. Right? He was a veteran Skan Kohen Gadol. He never got the job as being the Kohen Gadol." He says, "He doesn't understand. I thought the job of the Skan Kohen Gadol was something happens to the Kohen Gadol, so he's Nichnas Tachtav. So, I mean, it sounds like there were many Kehanim Gedolim that he served under. At some point, you would have thought he would have gotten the nomination to now be the Kohen Gadol. Why is he always the Skan Kohen Gadol?" Say Reb Avadya Yosef, the Teretz is Pashat. He said, because when did Reb Chanina Skan Kehanim live? He lived during Bayis Sheni. Bayis Sheni, who became Kohen Gadol, wasn't based on credentials. It was determined by the Roman government. The Roman government controlled what went on in the Beis HaMikdash. And it all went with Sheikhad and with bribery. It was corruption. That's how somebody became. That's why there were tzedukim very often that served in the Beis HaMikdash. This is the way it worked. So said Reb Avad Yosef, it's Pashat. The reason Reb Chanina Skana Kehanim never became the Kohen Gadol is because he wasn't willing to stoop that low. He wasn't willing to do what you needed to do to become the Kohen Gadol. And he says, if that's the case, he says, by the way, it could be he maybe just didn't have the money. So he says, K'dei l'mnoise Kohen Gadol. Maybe if he had it, he would. But Al-Kapad is what he says. L'maise, he says, he didn't, in order to be Kohen Gadol, what didn't work based on the system. Of course, it's a system, how you become the Kohen Gadol. But this wasn't something that he had. So say, Rav Yosef, you would have thought, Rav Chanina Skana Kehanim, who was a victim, he was a victim of the Roman government. So he would have been running around and undermining them. And he would have said, Fakert. I mean, think about it, his whole career goes down as the Skan Kohen Gadol. Right, Reb Chanina, the vice president. What do you mean? How come he never shtayt to be the point where he was going to be the Kohen Gadol? The Teretz says he was a victim of the system. And Afal Pike, he understood, having mispalo b'shloimeh shel malchus. Because you could have a government whose policies you disagree with. You could have a government that you don't approve of. Their political agenda is not aligned with your belief system. But at the end of the day, Reb Chanina Skana Kehanim taught us in Pirkei Avos an important message. Having mispalo b'shloimeh shel malchus. At the end of the day, if this is the government, you have to figure out a way to make it work. Shel mole meira. Because if not, ish esreyeh uchayim below. Talk about an eternal, timely message. But either way, this is what Reb Chanina Skana Kehanim said. Having mispalo b'shloimeh shel malchus. And that was the chiddush, that even though he himself was a victim of the system, it was something that didn't matter. So I was just thinking that you see that to be the Kohen Gadol didn't work based on credentials. It didn't necessarily work based on credentials. How did it work? It worked. You had to pay people off. You had to shmir a little bit. That was the way it worked. This Mishnah, the Mishnah in the beginning of Masechet Yuma, right? The Mishnah says they used to appoint a backup Kohen Gadol. When did this Mishnah take place? I could tell you. It's a Mefurish Yerushalmi. You know, the Yerushalmi asks Akasha, says, I don't understand. They had to have a backup Kohen Gadol. Why? Shemi Yerub by Psov? There's another Mishnah, also in Pirkei Avos. Mishnah says, Asar Nisim Nasul Avizena Beveis HaMikdosh. And one of the miracles was, like, Eira Keri the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur. Kohen Gadol never became Tomei and Yom Kippur. For the Yerushalmi, if the Kohen Gadol never became Tomei and Yom Kippur, why'd they have to have a backup Kohen Gadol? It's Yerushalmi's Kasha. Why'd they have to have a backup Kohen? Never happened anyways. So Yerushalmi says two theories. One Teretz Yerushalmi says, Ein Tzimchan Al Anes. That's a raid bite for a whole other day. But the second Teretz says the Yerushalmi is, like Kasha. Kamba Bayis Rishon, Kamba Bayis Sheni. The Mishnah that says Asar and Nisan, that was all Bayis Rishon. But Bayis Sheni, that's when they had to appoint a backup Kohen Gadol. That means the Mishnah of appointing a backup Kohen Gadol was in Bayis Sheni. Could be in Bayis Sheni, the Skan Kohen Gadol couldn't just become the Kohen Gadol. It wasn't so simple. To be the Kohen Gadol, especially on Yom Kippur, that was the highlight of the career of the Kohen Gadol. It wasn't such a Pashut Azach. And as a result, in order to be the Kohen Gadol, you had a Shmir. And you're right. Reb Chanina Skana Kehanim, for example, just use him as an example. He technically should have became the Kohen Gadol if something happened to the Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippur. But unfortunately, because of the hashchas of the corruption, read Josephus, see what went on. It was not shaykh what went on. Because of the hashchas that was going on in the Beis HaMikdash, so they had no choice. Reb Chanina Skana wasn't going to be the Kohen Gadol. As a result, Dr. Mishnah, you had to have a backup Kohen Gadol. And you're right. Based on the halacha, that's Reb Chanina Skana Kehanim's halacha. You want to know what happened?
happened to Bayis Rishon? Maybe they didn't have a backup Kohen Gadol. In fact, Yerushalmi says they didn't have a backup for a different reason. Because you didn't have to worry about the Kohen Gadol being possible. But maybe you wouldn't have needed it anyways. That's the job of the Skan Kohen Gadol. The Shag Desari is Kasha. Oh, but that's the Bayis Sheni. Bayis Sheni was a Hefkevelt. It was very different Bayis Sheni. And because Bayis Sheni was different, and to be the Kohen Gadol, you see, Rav Chinis Kanakan was able to be the Skan Kohen Gadol. That level he could achieve. But to make it to the top, to be the Kohen Gadol, you couldn't. What would happen if the Romans found out B'chinis Kohen Gadol was doing the avodah? So they had to have a backup that was approved by the Roman government. Okay, if they approve of this person, this is what they needed. I don't know if this is true or not, but either way, could be that pshat and why they needed another Kohen Gadol. Mes Hashem, tomorrow we'll talk a little more about Rav Chanina Skana Kohanim. The end of the daf, and that is just something interesting. Here's just the preview, and that is there's a very obscure siman in Shulchan Aruch. It's an Aruch Chaim. It's in Tav Kuf Pei, and the name of the siman is Yomim Shenesanimem. Days that you're supposed to fast. So there were Hasidim that used to fast on certain days on the Hebrew calendar. Yeah. In addition to the obvious ones, there were days that they used to fast. And there's a whole halacha in Shulchan. It's a fascinating siman. Uboy Beisif or Gimel Sifan. It's a fascinating halacha. One of the days that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that you should fast is Chaf Hei Sivan. What happened on Chaf Hei Sivan? The tzaddikim and the Yari Shemaim, they used to fast. You know why? Boy Nera, because on that day, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel was killed, Rav Yishmol Kohen Gadol was killed, and Rav Chanina Skana Kehanim was killed. Rav Chanina Skanim as well. So it's interesting, Rav Chanina Skana Kehanim is mentioned in a halach in Shulchan Aruch together with Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, the Nasi, and Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. So what is Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's death have in common? They were two of the Asara Rugei Malchus, Eila Eskera, Arzei Alvanoim, right? That's the story of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol. It seems Rabbi Chanina's Kanakei Hanim's death has a little something to do with that. So Metz Hashem, we'll talk about that in tomorrow's talk.